You're listening to Insight. I'm Pamela Wu in for Beth Ruyak. The 17th annual Sacramento French Film Festival began last week and continues through this weekend at the Crest Theater. The festival features dramas, comedies, documentaries, and short films celebrating the best in contemporary French cinema. This year's event also features the U.S. premiere of the film Gaspard at the Wedding. We are joined in the studio by the festival's executive and artistic director, Cécile Mouette-Downs, and Guillaume Caramel, the director of the short film titled One Night. Welcome, both of you, to Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cécile, let's start with you. Tell us about the lineup of films this weekend.
So we are showing 10 different films. One is a classic by Jean-Luc Godard called Contempt. All the other films are the newest French films, and we're particularly excited to have the U.S. premiere of Gaspard at the Wedding presented on Saturday at about 6:10, I think. And this is a really, really interesting film. It's a comedy, it's a drama, it's all French films put in one. And we are very excited because we have the director, Anthony Cordier, of the film, who will be here. He didn't want to come today because his English is not good enough, but I really, really encourage you to come. It's very interesting to come and listen to him and watch his film.
That's wonderful that he'll be appearing. Yeah. You mentioned that it's the U.S. premiere. Yeah. Why is that so meaningful to the Sacramento French Film Festival?
Well, it's meaningful because, there is a big rivalry between French cinema and American cinema, and a love and hate relationship. And for a French filmmaker to have his film presented in the United States, it's a very, very big deal. So, yes, it's important for us to know that nobody else, in the U.S. was able to see the film in a theater, only in Sacramento.
Gaspard at the Wedding is going to be shown tomorrow at 6:10 p.m. Yes. It will include a Q&A with the filmmaker, Anthony Cordier, and I'll read a short description. Gaspard is on his way to his father's wedding. He has kept his distance from his family for a while and is not thrilled to make the trip. On the train, he meets Laura, an eccentric young woman who agrees to accompany him as his pretend girlfriend. What can go wrong, right? With her beside him, he feels ready to set foot again in the zoo owned by his very peculiar family. That's a literal zoo, by the way. What more can you tell us about this film?
Well, it's a film about, coming back together as a family, but also letting go of your childhood, letting go of, you're not, you have to live your own life, and all the siblings have to go and live their own life. And it's kind of the lesson that you get from the film. It's a very, very funny film, and I don't want to say more, except that the family is itself a zoo.
It's a zoo. It's a literal and figurative zoo. We have a clip from the trailer. Let's take a listen.
Je peux embrasser la mariée.
Voilà, c'est Laura.
Bonjour. Il y a un caribou qui vient de naître. Il a deux têtes. Tu le vois? Ok, ouais. C'est horrible.
T'es avec elle depuis longtemps?
Assez, ouais.
Tu te rends compte de la chance que t'as eue, quand même? Grandir dans un zoo.
That's a clip from the trailer for Gaspard at the Wedding, one of the many films being shown at the Sacramento French Film Festival. Cécile, I don't understand French. What did we just hear?
So we just hear him say to his brother that, yes, he's been together with this girl for a very, very long time.
The one he just met on the train.
The one he just met on the train, among other things. And I want to say that you do not need to speak French, obviously, to attend the festival. There are English subtitles. And even if you're a little worried about subtitles, that you're not used to it, you're so taken by the films that after 5 minutes, you'll totally forget you're reading.
I am talking with the French Film Festival's executive and artistic director, Cécile Mouette-Downs, and Guillaume Caramel, the director of the short film titled One Night. Guillaume, I understand that One Night is your third and latest film. Please tell us about it.
Absolutely. It's my third short movie. And this movie is about sexual loneliness, disability, young prostitution. So it can appear like a really heavy movie, but I wanted to create something like a tender atmosphere about that, not make a really harsh movie or really hard. And so this is kind of, how could I say? Yeah, it's with a lot of tender, very sweet. It's really short. It's my shorter one, but it's also maybe the one I'm the most proud about.
Just you mentioned, you said it's short. How short is this short film?
It's a 3 minutes movie, and actually my first one was 36 minutes, the second one was 15 minutes, this one is 3 minutes, and I realized that it's really hard to do a good short movie, I mean really short, to tell a story with big lines, with big stakes. Is that correct?
Yes, what S-T-A-K-E-S, yes.
Yeah, and to do it short. So, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say three minutes. I mean, you know, we here at Capital Public Radio work in broadcasting, right? And so we know shorter is harder than longer.
It's really hard. I'm sure it's really hard to do a feature-length movie.
And oh, of course, I would love to. But short is challenging in its own ways.
Yeah, it's a different challenge. I mean, you have to compass your story. What is really interesting about short movies is that you have to go to the biggest aim. From the beginning, you realize that every second is important. You cannot waste a minute. You know, every second, every minute, every emotion has to be mastered.
One Night is going to be shown on Sunday night, which is closing night. And Guillaume, what do you hope audiences take away from it?
Well, I hope the audience will. I have to say that I'm really proud and honored and pleased to be here. Thanks for the invitation, Cécile. And this is a great honor because Jusqu'à la Garde, the movie which will be screened Sunday night, is really, really great movie. So it's such great movies as well, the other movies screened during this festival. So I hope the audience will enjoy. Yeah, yeah, of course.
And Cécile, 17 years. How does it feel to have the film festival enter its 17th year? Old! Old but good, right?
Yeah, no, it feels... I don't know why this year particularly, actually. Yeah, 17 years. It's a very long time, and I'm very grateful that Sacramento still loves us after 17 years.
Well, I feel like congratulations are in order.
And, you know, we have people coming from a lot of places. We even had, for the first time, people flying from Los Angeles to attend a festival last weekend. So we are very proud of that.
That sounds wonderful. The Sacramento Film Festival continues through Sunday at the Crest Theater, and we have event and ticket information on our website, capradio.org/insight. Cécile Mouette-Downs, congratulations on the 17th year, and filmmaker Guillaume Caramel, congratulations on your film being screened.
Thank you.
You are listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.